Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
The nation.
Welcome to it.
Welcome to it.
Are you going to be going to repeat?
Before we introduce our guest, I want to get something out of here.
Yes.
Out of my head right now, because I got killed Sunday between Facebook, Twitter, emails, Gun for Hire emails. Jose screwed up. He uploaded a show of bumps and commercials with no content.
Well, I think that was probably the best show we've ever done.
Okay.
I'm sure the listeners were very pleased.
I apologize to everybody. He got the show up later in the day. If you're still having problems downloading 198, he says to delete the old 198 and reload it. All right. What that means, I don't know, but try it that way.
Me either.
I tried it from iTunes. I tried it from Android. I tried it right from the RSS feed on the Gun for Hire Radio website about 9 o'clock Sunday night at work. One thing I didn't realize was how many people Jones for our show first thing Sunday morning.
Dude, there's a million of them.
I didn't realize
out there.
And, you know, I was out doing stuff, and you know, I'm OCD, and every time I check my phone's blowing up. People are sending me Facebook messages and tweets and emails to go. I'm like, whoa, you know. Wow. And Jose, of course,
In his defense, I got to say, this has happened with that particular server. We're not going to mention the server, but that has happened with this particular server. And they're dedicated for audio and video. And yet, I've had it happen with other shows.
All right, I just want to put one more thing out there.
Yes.
That the reason it took Jose all day to get to it was him and his wife were at the ballet.
Oh.
No way.
Uh-huh.
For real?
Uh-huh.
The ballet. Jose was performing in the ballet?
I don't know if he was performing or a spectator, but he was at the ballet.
I would pay very good money to see Jose perform in a ballet.
So we have guests in the studio today.
Yes, welcome, ladies.
At the mic right now, we have Sherry and we have Sandy,
Sandra. Right, Connor.
And they represent the SAW group, Second Amendment Women. We got a nice poster hanging up in the range now that says we host the SAW group here. Ladies, hello.
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 They have a lot of stuff to talk about. You guys just had a successful kids event here. You want to talk about that for a second while we're on that subject? By the way, we've been having a lot of females on the show lately. We had, you know, we had Jen and we had, oh my God, I forgot her name. She's going to kill me. But who was on the show before Jen? Chris? I don't remember. But anyway, we'll look it up. But we've been getting a lot of play from our listeners. A lot of the men that listen have been passing it off to the females in their lives and family to listen to the tips and everything. So talk a little bit about this kids event that we hosted here.
We had a fantastic event with about, I would say, 20 children.
About 20 kids, yeah.
Ages 8 and up to teenager. Everyone just had a great time.
The kids were fantastic. They were behaved. They were very happy to be there. The parents were well behaved.
That's true.
I wasn't here. I was still home recovering from surgery, so I couldn't make it. I would love to have come here and given the kids all free head slaps. that's my signature thing. Now, what we did was we had the range closed,
yes.
So the general public wasn't in there, and it was for children 8 and up, so they wouldn't be overpowered by someone shooting a .308 or a .223
right.
or whatever there.
It was all .22 ammunition.
Mm-hmm. It was all .22. Walt Haas donated some ammo. You got some other donations
We
and
had
stuff
so
too,
many donations
so, right.
of ammunition, food, the snacks. Javier? Donated the snacks.
So you see that this is how we roll. You know, this is how people do things in our community.
It's so
Absolutely.
Good to see kids getting involved. You know, you guys are doing an amazing thing to bring kids into the. I was going to say into the profession, but into you know into the sport.
Into the hobby, into the life. Yeah,
absolutely.
We had so many. I just want to take a minute to thank all the people that just completely gave up their evening to help us run the ports. You know, Rosie and Ed, they didn't even have kids at the event, and someone else who had two kids at the event just had no problem helping us out. And all the support we get from people like you that host and whatnot, it really has helped us have this club really take off.
Before you got here, before we were on the air, I was talking about how I was influenced in 1974 at Butts and Bows by an old man smoking cigarettes that gave me my hunter safety course license. So what you guys did that night, these kids are going to be like me 40 years later.
For the rest of their lives.
They're going to say, I shot a 22 rifle at the Woodland Park Range with the SAW group, and Ed helped me, and Rosie, and, you know, Smokey, who taught me, is long gone. long gone. But, you know, well, he was about 70 then and a chain smoker. So, but
I remember that place.
Yeah. So you guys, what you're doing here is you're creating a lifetime of good habits and positive memories for these kids. So that's all good. So that's why people like me will volunteer to facility and help, and Javier will give the snacks, and Walt and the ammo, and everybody else, because people will open up, because it's definitely, we want to prevent tragedies, and by teaching the young kids, it's the way to go. And you guys, with the ladies group, besides you two both being extreme Gun for Hire alumni with warrior spirits, all the classes you've taken, the two of them standing on top of each other are just slightly taller than me.
and not by much.
And they have taken like every advanced class and toe-to-toe with the burly guys and the physically fit guys and everything else. And these are, you know, if you look up soccer mom, there'd be a picture of the two of them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I mean, that's what it looks like. How many kids between the two of you?
I have three.
And I have four.
Seven kids. So, and there they are with their holsters.
It's almost
a
baseball team.
And they're single point slings, and they're rolling around in the mud and in a range, wherever it may be. But the reason I want the group to be here, and I want to be such a supporter of it, is because going back to podcast by Reverend Ken Blanchard, he always talks about, who's a good friend of mine, he talks about
Black Man with a Gun.
Black Man with a Gun. If you want to get the kids to be able to shoot, you have to influence the moms.
Yes.
And because usually the moms make the final decision. The father will say, go ask your mother. You know, your mother said no and she's freaking out. We'll sneak
because
and do it.
Women have much better sense.
And judgment.
And we have people that come every month with their children to our meetups. Mm-hmm. We have several women that come. Sometimes the husbands will come and they'll sit outside the range. And we have two little girls that come pretty much every month.
Jen's kids.
Yes.
Jen's kids. And several of the other members have teenagers that come. They become members of the range and they join us for our classes.
We've become a family. Yes. I mean, we've become a family for
and
sure.
And I want to talk more about that, because you have events that are off-site here in other places, and there's other opportunities growing for the SAW group, and I want everybody to listen to support them.
Absolutely.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law, the bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And remember, Lipstick Bodyguard, 100% made in America. Don't confuse them with those cheap Chinese knockoffs that may not work when you need them.
No.
And listen, if you guys buy two Lipstick Bodyguards for a limited time until I guess they run out, you're going to get a free Gun for Hire Radio. Why you'd want this? Gun for Hire Radio bumper sticker to put on your car, your range bag, or your behind, or wherever you want to do. And that's online. And I believe you guys are doing it right here at the Woodland Park Range too.
Yes.
Buy two, get a. Again, why you'd want it, a Gun for Hire Radio bumper sticker.
I didn't see the bumper stickers yet.
You didn't see them?
Where are they?
They're there. You've seen them.
People still use bumper stickers?
They still do.
They go on their windows.
They go on the window. Yeah, I wouldn't put it on.
So I got an email from Brad Miller from a Free State. He goes, Anthony and Sandy, started listening to your show last year along with a few other similar channels. I find your show far more informative and entertaining than others. And besides, when I can't sleep, I put in the earbuds, turn you guys on, and I'm fast asleep.
Shit, that's perfect. That's there it is.
He wrote, kidding, only partially true.
Absolutely.
He said, my wife and I have concealed carry permits, and I carry everywhere. My wife doesn't feel comfortable carrying yet, but that's another story. In an attempt to get her some form of self-defense protection, I decided to take your recommendation and purchase the Lipstick Bodyguard. They are so darn affordable, I decided to purchase for my daughters and granddaughters. Thanks for the show and recommendation. Carry on. Brad Miller. Thank you, Brad. Real quick.
Thanks for supporting our sponsors.
Yes.
I mean, the people who have been around here since the beginning to get this sausage factory on the air.
He's from Texas, by the way.
Texas,
where they can open
a free state.
Yes.
Wow.
Speaking of support of Saw Group, we'll segue right into this. Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com, 38 furnished private offices, telephone answering, mail receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars and events up to 70 people, MontvilleOffice.com. Ron lets you guys use the place. What's he charge you when you need it?
Nothing.
Zero. Okay. How nice is that place?
We love Ron. And the place is very nice.
Right. Luna's very sick right now with a tumor.
I know.
Luna, Ron, you have our support. We're sorry.
Wow.
Yeah. But Ron is that type of guy just like me. You want to use the place. Mm-hmm. All us guys went out for cigars the night you had the Christmas party there. But that, again, this is our community, if you have it. So you want to support those who support us. So MontvilleOffice.com. If you know somebody who's using their mother's kitchen or basement or out of a coffee house, for $58 a month to have a professional presence, I think it's ignorant not to have it.
It's nice, but it's refrigerator, everything you could possibly need.
The whole kitchen area, reception area.
One of the people at our event actually said the bathroom was nicer than her bathroom at home.
Yeah, they're really, really nice.
Yeah,
they're really nice. Ron, when I used the bathroom, I didn't pick up the toilet seat.
And Ron, Red Bank Veterinary Hospital in Red Bank, New Jersey, Dr. Rogers Fred, one of the best veterinary oncologists in the country. Tell him I told you to call.
He'll be listening to the show Sunday morning. So we're talking about people donating and stuff. So what do you guys have coming up? What's the next event? What's the deal? What's going on? Talk to me.
We have about two to three events a month. We have the meetup here that we do, the port meetup every month. Our next one actually is our anniversary event. It's coming up on March 29th. It's a Sunday night at 7 p.m., Sandy?
At 7.
Wow.
15... We have giveaways.
We do have giveaways. We have a Gun for Hire sweatshirt.
I like giveaways.
A Gun for Hire sweatshirt.
Yes, we do. And some other little special treats that we're going to give out that night.
Anything edible?
Edible? Yep. Potluck snacks.
Potluck.
That's nice.
Potluck. I'm coming.
Nice.
You have to bring something.
He won't come. It's Sunday night. He won't come.
It's the whole potluck part.
That's the whole
Sunday night, he gets his feet scraped.
This is a good opportunity.
Potluck. I got through college on potluck, showing up at other people's potluck dinners.
Nice. So
it's a good opportunity also to point out we have that great sign that's up in time for our event that you put up, our Saw poster, which we just posted on our Facebook group, but it looks great. Thank you so much for putting
You're very
that
welcome.
Up.
I shared it with all my peeps, too, on that. So that's the event.
And you get to shoot, too.
And you get to shoot.
And of course, we're having food range to ourselves.
Food and shooting.
And
what's
shooting
the next event?
April 6th, we have the shotgun.
No, April 14th is shotgun refresher with Rob. And I have to say, our ladies love Rob.
Oh, yes. Cool. Rob's a favorite.
He taught the Next Step pistol class. And we do have some video of that also up in our Facebook group. We were talking about cursing before.
He's our favorite screamer.
There's some
really
good cursing in that video. But the feedback was amazing from that event. People said they learned a lot. It was a little more than shooting at paper. It was kind of learning how to bring your shooting up one step.
Introducing stress.
Yes.
Nice.
So... Let me tell you something. I heard him screaming at them from the range. Now, did you two shoot the next steps?
I had surgery in the first thing
in
the morning.
And I did not shoot. I was
okay, because they would have been ringers because they've been through a lot worse than that taking the classes. They've lived most of the drills, correct?
We've both been through Rob's highest level class where he really puts on a good...
So, but the other ladies must have... It was nice for them to shoot outside the box, right? Moving around and everything. It must have been really cool, huh?
It was cool. They can't wait for the next
excellent
one. There were people that couldn't come, and they said, when are we doing the next event? There was actually a teenager that came to that event, too. One of our members' daughters came, and she did fantastic.
Nice. Yeah. Now, you're doing something at Meltzer's, too, right? Can you talk about it yet or no?
Yes. We haven't really firmed it up, but we're going to be doing some self-defense classes there. They have a decent space above the store, and they're going to give us some discounts on merchandise and stuff. They're very keen to help as well.
Meltzer's is on Outwater Lane in Garfield, and Billy Meltzer runs it now. They're in business 100 years, third generation, 100 years. We have a great arm's length agreement with them. We refer people there. When people come in, we have a handful of gun stores that we deal with because we don't sell guns. And the first thing we'll say is, well, where do you live? And if they live, we'll send them to Red Dot Firearms, or we'll send them to Peter Simon, you know, whatever it is demographically. But they're good people there. And before the show, Sherry had asked me, is it okay if she says they're going to have it in Meltzer's? And again, I feel we either hang together or we hang separately,
exactly.
Right? Ben Franklin said that.
Right,
so I think we all have to support everybody. And for me, they're going to do something at Meltzer's. They're probably going to pull some people from that area, and they're going to end up finding about my range anyway. So what do I care? So I think that's great. What other events do you have? Wait, so Meltzer's going to be some
self-defense
upstairs.
Sherry's a saber... spray instructor. I'm a Krav Maga instructor. I also do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And your personal protection in the
home?
We have a SAW self-defense little curriculum that
we put together.
And we'll keep adding to it as people.
And we've discussed this on previous shows. So it was designed by women, and it's going to be taught by women. Absolutely. So it's not a guy like me teaching you how to properly secure your purse walking through the mall.
No, we just need a guy like you to beat up on.
Yeah, well,
I'm not.
I'm still recovering from surgery. It's 8 weeks
How many weeks are you going to use the same excuse?
It's 8 weeks.
Oh, if so, you're
good. I'm
still
healing. Yeah. You want to see my new belly button?
I've seen it. Yes.
I have a new belly button.
Yes. Yeah, me too. Sandy and I both have. Sandra and I have new belly buttons. Sorry.
That's very good.
All right. Anyway,
thank you for sharing that.
What else is going on?
So we're also going to use those opportunities to talk a little bit about gun safety and gun cleaning and some other topics that people have asked about.
We also want to do like a getting involved in New Jersey 101 type thing, because they came in for our intro to shooting for women. I was going to say intro to women. That's a different class. Intro to shooting for women. They had so many questions. It took up a lot of time that they don't know, what do I do? Who do I call? Do I go to the police station? What forms do I need? And we always wind up spending so much time talking about, you know, encouraging people that it's okay to go and tell them you want a firearm, first of all, because especially women, they feel intimidated walking in and asking these questions. So we want to do, you know, a basic, here's, you know, step one, step two.
I think that's brilliant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's brilliant. To feather right into that, I went to ANJRPC board meeting the other day, and I can't divulge all the dirty little secrets, but Strike Force... Operation Strike Force by ANJRPC is in stage two right now, where they've been contacting all the municipalities, and the results have been profound, where the towns are fixing the problems, because the majority of them didn't know they were breaking the law.
Yeah.
Right.
The majority didn't know they were asking for this, asking for that. I can't get into much detail. Scott Bach promised they're going to come up with a report card. They're going to say we contacted 170 towns. This many corrected it so far. What he really wants to do is he wants to get 160 to comply, and then he knows the lawsuits are going to be for the last 10, which is probably going to be the bigger inner cities, you know, that don't want to be told what to do. But it's amazing. We had a presentation by council who's been contacted. They sent a letter to all the police departments warning them, and then they're following up on the letters. And I don't know what the percentage is now, but I think it's close to 50% they've got to comply already.
Wow.
All right, so it's going really good. So you guys doing this, where you're going to educate people, if they go to a town that reverts back or is still doing this crap, they'll be educated to know that and be empowered, which is really, really good.
Right.
Now, Sandy also, she screwed me up this week. She brought up a good and a bad memory and everything, and she decides that we're all going to run in a Spartan race September 13th in Mountain Creek Resort.
Good for you.
And it's called, it's going to be called Team Gun for Hire, No Shame. And it has personal attachment to me, which we're going to talk about in a later show. But when we come back, we need volunteers to run in this, yep. Our walk, our crawl, and we're going to talk about it in a minute. For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house, with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
Freedom. Oh, for the people. Freedom to the people. Oh, freedom.
Are we back?
Yes, we are.
This segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic.
Five times he has to ask if we're back.
W-A-L-D-O-R-F-C-H-I-R-O, Waldorf Chiropractic in Bridgewater, New Jersey.
Shows with this guy.
Dr. Eric and I both lost 160 pounds, and he is going to be in a Spartan race, too.
Is he really?
Yeah. Yes. Now, Sandy, tell us a little bit about the Spartan race, and then I'm going to tell you what Team Gun for Hire No Shame is going to be doing for the Spartan race, out of the great goodness of my heart and at gunpoint. Tell us all a little bit about the Spartan race. It's in Mountain Creek Resort in New Jersey, which I don't even know
where
the hell that
where
is.
Where is that?
Mountain Creek, that's the old, what was it called? The park where you could kill yourself on that, the cement thing that went all the way down, the Alpine slide and the, can't think of it, Action Park. It's the old Action Park.
Oh, is that
where
what
is
it
this?
Is?
Yes, it's the old Action
like
Park.
Like Vernon or something, right?
It's in Vernon,
it's from a part of the state that I'm not familiar with.
It's up in Sussex. So so it's 8 to 10 miles, you can walk it or run it, right?
The majority of people can't run the whole thing. You start off going directly up the hardest ski hill that they have. So you have a little burst of enthusiasm, and you're climbing a mountain. You're going actually up and down the mountain. There's like 25 to 30 obstacles. Not everybody can do all of them. If you can't do an obstacle, you have to do 30 burpees, and then you get a pass to go around it. What's nice about having a team is that you are allowed to help each other in any capacity. So say a wall is 9 feet tall, one of you could throw me over and someone could catch me on the other side.
Nice. And if you can't make an obstacle, you got to do burpees, right?
Burpees. We called them squat thrusts.
When I was a kid, it was a squat thrust.
Yes. Yeah. What is it? Burpee?
I think Spartan made that up. It's their thing.
Oh. You got to do like 50 burpees in lieu of going through an obstacle.
Like when I went to climb the rope climb, the knots were too far apart, so I couldn't reach them. So I just
did your burpees
and went around. But I think it's a great event for us because it's symbolic because you do it as a team and nobody's left behind. And, you know, the firearms community in New Jersey around here, especially, we're very united. We're like a family.
So we're doing it no shame because we have no shame whether you win, lose, or draw. Okay. Sandy already, well, for now, I'll change it later. There's going to be two birds on the shirt, too, two ship birds, but that's another story. Here's what Gun for Hire is doing for the, I'm sorry, this is what Gun for Hire is doing for the race. Sandy registered us as a team. She's going to try to get us where we all leave in one heat on Sunday, September 13th. Mm-hmm. Matt is going to design a kick-ass shirt, and everybody who registers, pays on their own, is going to get that shirt that they can keep. Matt is making a landing page that hopefully next week, it was supposed to be done today for the radio show. Mm-hmm. Wah, wah, wah. hopefully it'll be ready in a few days and we'll pitch it out to people. We get like 100 people. This is what I'm going to do. If we get 100 people, I'm buying 100 shirts and not t-shirts, real four color process competitor shirts, something really cool that we're proud of that we can keep. Sandy's also checking with the event people because Gun for Hire would like to bring a food truck there. Mm-hmm. And if you're wearing one of those competitor shirts, I would like to have breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. Like I'd bring Oink and Moo or something, the barbecue truck from the shotgun event. But we'd have Gatorade and healthy snacks and stuff like that. But then after the event, everybody can go carb up or whatever. And then also what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a minimum at this point of $10 per person that enters, and I'm going to donate it to the SOAR group after the event is over.
You're
welcome. Right now it's a minimum of $10 because if only 10 people register, I'm going to bump that number up. If 1,000 register, I'll keep it at $10. I'll do 10 grand.
There's 700 spots right now left in the race.
Okay. So. There you go. There's 700 spots left. So sign up. What can they do now to sign up, Sandy? Because we don't have a landing page yet because Matt, wah, wah, wah.
We have. What I can do is we can put a sticky on the Gun for Hire radio page with a link to where to sign up. Right now we're the 11 o'clock heat on Sunday starting, but if we have 100 people, Spartan will give us our own complete own heat and we'll probably start earlier because they don't want us on the mountain until dark.
Gotcha. Now, you should put this on the SOAR group page too.
I will.
What's the SOAR group's website? That's important because you guys didn't say it once yet. Website, email, and Facebook. Let's go. Somebody should keep repeating this.
Shooting Club.
Saw like SAW.
SawShootingClub.com.
SawShootingClub.com.
SawShootingClub.com. Now, you know,
SAW.
Sandy, in your neck of the woods, a couple of friends of ours that we know, TJ, they bought Brick Armory. And they're
going
to be changing the name to what? Garden State Shooting Center.
Very
and again, nice. Sherry talked to them, so they're going to be hosting SAW events down there too.
Very good.
I think, and then someday there might be a SAW chapter on its own down there.
We hope so. We hope to spread out across New Jersey.
So I want to wish you luck, and whatever I can do to support you with that, I will.
Thank you.
You know, I think it's great. Again, we're all one big happy family, and I wish those guys good luck. Because we need more ranges, ranges.
Right.
You know, it's funny. I got a letter from Walter Haas I want to read real quick. You guys get the ANJRPC newsletter, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he sent me this. He wrote, looking through the ANJRPC newsletter really shows the impact you personally, by sheer force of will, have had on the gun range industry in this and other states. All of a sudden, ranges are cleaning up their act and touting the family thing. Truly, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Although small minds would look at this as threatening, we know better. As you single-handedly evolve the gun culture in this gun rights wasteland of a state, more and more people will join our cause. Gun culture doesn't have to be Duck Dynasty men's club mentality. You change that. I remember Centaur Firearms in Lodi with a range in a basement. That's where I learned to shoot the first gun I ever bought. All right, in 1976. What a dump. He wrote, the dose of lead poisoning probably led to my deficient IQ. not a chance my sister or my mom would ever consider going there. The bathroom was literally a hole in a wall. How times have changed. Looking at the ads for a couple of the other ranges immediately and obviously demonstrates your influence. If it wasn't for your advocacy, Antis would be emboldened and would be attempting to close more ranges down. Fine job. The owners of all New Jersey gun ranges should carry you around in a sedan chair everywhere you go.
Let's not give him any ideas.
Now, Matt, my art guy, is freaking out. But I think differently, because truly imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Another range basically took our family destination thing, changed the words, used the same font, and reversed the color. And, of course, Matt noticed it right away.
Dude, I've got two lawyers on staff who make me a lot of money
from
people who steal my shit.
You know what, though? Know what most people said? They looked at the ad. They saw the font that we've been using for the past 2 years. They thought it was our ad.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Okay? Beautiful.
Great.
So keep using it. Yeah, right. I told Matt to email them the exact font to make sure they had it right.
Yeah, make sure you get
so,
it right.
But thank you, Walter, and I appreciate that. And one of the reasons, ladies, years ago, you could not have gone into the gun ranges. You could have, but, you really got to, for lack of a better term, you'd have to man up to
go. I would never have walked into a range on my own. I mean, I've passed the bullet hole in other places. I grew up right across the... I would have felt very intimidated.
Yeah, it's
well,
scary.
Well, I'm not going to mention names, but the first range we went to when... for Jose's instruction, right? When we made him an instructor.
Yes.
I never would have gone there, ever.
And then you're a guy.
And I'm a guy.
So imagine these two petite women pulling up, maybe with a kid in tow, because two are in school and one is still not in school yet or a half day, and they're going to walk into a place like that where right away they're going to be ogled, intimidated, and God forbid they need to use the bathroom.
Oh, that was the worst.
I was telling people how when we used to train out of 7 different ranges, I would get there an hour earlier. And I'd have gloves and Windex
cleaning,
and stuff, and I would
go
clean the bathrooms.
Yeah.
And I would throw out the Maxim magazines, the Playboys, the Sports Illustrated, and then 2 weeks later, we'd go back to that range, and I'd have to do it all over again.
Like,
it was like, oh, my God, it's changed so much. And that's why I embrace these ladies with the SOAR group, because I want to continue to change the makeup. That's why the Sunday the 29th, we're selling Girl Scout cookies here, and the Girl Scouts are going to be here again.
Basically, you're taking a giant step backward, aren't you? In the sense that this is the way it used to be.
You know, I don't even have a problem with women driving cars and voting. Oh, shit.
Wow. Why? You could run for Ayatollah.
Shoes I'm having a problem with, though. Letting them have shoes is a problem.
No, my wife has an entire closet dedicated. I'm married to Imelda Marcos.
I'm sorry. Sunday, March
29th. An entire walk-in closet of shoes.
And if you want to stay on a diet, you can buy cookies, and they're going to have a box. They're sending them right to our troops overseas.
Oh, okay.
So you can come in and buy six
and
boxes
donate
and send three boxes
them.
To the troops, three home, or all six, whatever you want to do.
That's good. But, I already ate all
and
cookies
for
this year.
Nice. And you girls, with a ladies group, believe it or not, Anne, the den mom for these Girl Scouts, had to take it to the top.
To get
three levels were disapproved because it's a gun range.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And I figure they're going to break $4,000 in sales that day, minimum. Busy Sunday with me standing in the lobby hawking. You know how we did it when we did the cake sale for James Khalid and stuff. You can't leave unless you buy a cupcake.
You need Molly.
I have video of Molly. Yeah. Stop. You have to buy a cupcake.
Her daughter shook everybody down. I gave her full permission. How are you going to say no? How old was she at the time?
7.
How are you going to say no?
No, to a 7-year-old, you can't do that.
What was the SAW website again?
It's SAWshootingClub.com.
SAWshootingClub.com. Anybody emails me for the link or the website, you're dead.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
And this segment is brought to you by Jose. I uploaded the wrong file on show 198.
Wait, they knew that was coming.
from Philly Gun Training, PhillyGunTraining.com.
Now in Oklahoma City on 3rd
Street.
Oh,
shit. Jose, yeah. Tell him where Jose is. I don't remember.
He's on Spring. Well, why don't you? We'll just make it up as we go along. He's on Spring Garden Street in Philadelphia, right? Up the street from the Nolita section, across the way from the police station where they hand out gun permits.
Now, another letter for you guys. This is Catherine Roth. Her and her husband Gary are here like 3 or 4 days a week. They're great people. She shot the steel matches and everything. She's gone out and done a long range shooting in Easton. It's another warrior spirit. And she hasn't clicked with Saw yet. And I just responded to her email that I was going to take care of this. But she wrote to me a letter. Which states have gun-friendly laws for vacationers? Which states have open carry or concealed? What was the concern about open carry versus concealed carry? Well, I can answer that later. Is it better to drive or take a train or a plane? Usually better to drive. Is it better to pre-ship guns? No, don't do that. Checking luggage is fine. Any special considerations like lock cases? But she wants to know if you have any particular favorite destinations for shooting, and this is the one I like. She thanks me for providing a safe, clean, welcoming environment for learning to shoot. I had no idea how enjoyable it would be to shoot. Not only is it just plain fun to make things go bang, but it also requires focus and concentration and clears my mind for a total break from the day's clutter. Your crew is the best, Catherine. Catherine, I want you to join the SAW group. I want you to come to one of the meetings because they'll answer all of those questions. The ladies here have taken tons of classes. They're versed in everything. If they don't know the answers, we'll find the answers. And for other ladies out there, too, if you've been reluctant to pull the trigger, you know, Sandy and Sherry are here to help, and I want you to join. So when is the next meetup that Catherine can come?
March 29th.
And what time is it? It's 7 at night? It's the 1-year anniversary?
Yes, that's our 1-year
Catherine,
anniversary.
Catherine, come on down. If Gary wants to come down, too, he can just hang out with the guys. There's always one or two guys that hang around or something. You're not going to shoot, Gary. Too bad. But but Catherine, if you're interested, it would be nice if you were to come down. And any other women that are reluctant, go on the Second Amendment Women's Group website and register for the event. What's it, $15 a person?
$15. It's $15 members, $20 non-members.
But you have an opportunity to join that night.
That's right.
So you'll save $5 if you join that night, too. Right. So I want you guys, and roughly what goes on in an event like that? Just tell us a little bit. So if Catherine was to come down, what can she expect? Can she bring her own guns?
She can bring her own guns. She can also share with us. We're also going to be renting. We usually bring SAW ammunition, so no one has to feel like they're... I mean, we have a great group of women. They share so much.
Exactly.
No one has ever complained about it, but we do have some SAW ammunition, so everybody can get a chance to try everything that's there that night.
It's a great opportunity if someone is mulling over which firearm they like. There'll be quite a variety for them to try. Usually we start out, there's a lot of socializing, talking, and we usually have a lot of questions that we can, you know, try and answer for people. And like you said, if we don't know the answer, we'll make it a point to find out for them.
New shooters are always welcome.
I was going to say, it sounds like a great place for newbies to come.
It is.
You know, it's not a cliquey group of women. It's
not at all.
It's really not. It's a very warm group of women of all ages.
Yes, all ages.
Yes.
Married, single.
All ages. And, yeah, you're correct. And every denomination. And you know what, though? You guys are a minority. You're not represented enough by minorities within that minority.
No, we've been trying to work on that, too.
And I would like to see more of that happen, too, because it just helps our cause overall and just shows people, you know, your group's too white, ladies. We need to mix it up a little bit. Can I say that?
You know, we did a Facebook thing, Keith, that, you know, he tried to say, look at this wonderful group of women. They're beginners. They're, you know, what's missing from this picture? And he wants his friends that he knows are interested, his lady friends, to come and join us. So
Keith, March 29th.
Well, we've talked about this with Keith. We've talked about it with Ainsley Reynolds and the fact that the stigma of guns amongst the black population, especially inner city black population, guns are associated with bad guys. They're associated with the gangbangers.
Yes.
So people don't want to, when it's just the opposite. I mean, the media has its message, and the media has crafted that message and protects the message that guns are for either cops or robbers.
It's the mentality. I grew up in Kearney, which is, you know, right across the river from Newark. And when I was growing up, if somebody asked me, do you have a gun in a house? It's like, no, we're law-abiding citizens.
Yeah, why would we have one of those? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
so again, what's the website?
SAWShootingClub.com.
And Facebook page?
Yeah, that was good.
And Facebook page?
Facebook page is Second Amendment Women Shooting Club.
I'd love it.
Dash Saw.
If
dash
you
saw.
Guys want to warm up before the Spartan race, Walter Haas and Greg Muniz are having a remembrance run. It's a trail running race where people take part to remember family or friends past or others who may currently be struggling with illness. It's April 12th, 7 a.m. It's right at the old Jungle Habitat in West Milford for us antiques that remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I remember
you can
that.
Either choose a 5K or a 10K loop. The course is well marked and worn in, but it's technical and challenging. People who choose the 10K will be rewarded some amazing views of Monksville Reservoir, but they will have to work for them. This is a chip-timed event, and all runners receive a race day shirt, and it's a whopping $45.
Oh, wow.
And the webpage is sentenced2life.com or at active.com. And again, they're big supporters of Gun for Hire and Gun for Hire Radio. So for $45, now I'm busy April 12th. Honest, I'm going to, I'll be at the NRA convention in Nashville.
Nashville.
Otherwise, I was going to go and I was going to walk the 5K. I was going to go up with Kelly, because I have my own nurse. I travel with my own nurse now. It's nice. Can never go wrong with a nurse.
No.
As long as she has that medical bag with her, I'm good.
We're good.
Even though some people saw on Facebook the other day, my laundry gets delivered to my apartment, and her pajamas were in there, so I opened her drawer in the bureau, and there's a bag marked biohazard with stuff in it.
Ah.
I'm a scared now.
Yes.
Okay? I don't know what sleep with one eye open, so I don't know, but I would do this. So, again, sentence2life.com or active.com, $45, and you get a shirt. I mean, and these are great people. If you go, look for Greg Muniz or Walter Haas and tell him you found out about it from Gun for Hire Radio. And Walter, the reason I'm pitching this for free for them is Walter donated 22 ammo for the SOAR group.
He did, yes.
And if we told him tomorrow we needed a gun or we needed ammo, he'd be here in about 35 seconds to donate something for the group. And that's why Ron Sousa's and Eric Waldorf's, and that's why these are the people that we want to support these ladies' groups. Ladies, two shows ago, Jen Haas, she had an altercation in a mall, and she went through the whole thing and stuff. And this is another reason why you guys want to get behind the SOAR group, because they're going to have self-defense classes.
Right, absolutely.
They're going to, and Sherry and I are both Saber instructors. And whether you carry Saber product or you carry Lipstick Bodyguard, Sherry will tell you there's other factors other than the product, right? Like situational awareness. What else? I mean,
First half of the class is all about situational and awareness.
That's your first line of defense.
Yes, there are some Krav Maga type moves that you can teach people, and then there's, of course, there's just practicing with the pepper spray
to be prepared.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And like you said, because women are teaching it, there's different positions that you'll have when you have a child or a stroller, mm-hmm. or
things
grocery
that you don't
bags
think of.
Things
right.
that men are not going to know.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, we have this Kevin Reeder. Have you guys taken any classes from him yet? He's our medical guy now. CPR first aid.
I saw that. I want to take some of those. Yes.
He thinks he sounds horrible on the radio, which we all do, our own voice. But Kevin, you killed it. We're going to have you back on the show in a few weeks. I already got about 10 emails of people with questions for you. If anybody's thinking about going hiking, walking in the woods, camping, or anything, he's teaching a whole slew of courses we'll discuss later. But TalkBack@gunforhireradio.com if you have any of these questions. My question to Kevin was, Kelly and I are going to start hiking, and he's going to have an answer for me in 2 weeks when he comes on the show. So it's a spring day. Let's say it's May 10th. Her and I are going to go hiking. What do I wear? If we start out 8 o'clock in the morning, and do I start with 3 layers of clothing? Because he said no cotton, the way it wicks off. Do I start with 3 layers and then I end up with 1 by the afternoon and then coming back out back with the 3 layers? Can you tell me what I should wear? Right? I mean, you guys, I don't have a clue. Like, am I wearing a parka? I don't know.
Layers.
Am I wearing a...
Layers is something you're not embarrassed to be seen with at the very bottom of the layers.
You mean my South Park wife beater?
And a pair of hot chili pants.
I really like that.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie.
I don't know.
Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work.
She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
And we're back. Anthony was in the middle of a screed, and we came back prematurely because he had headphones off.
So, Kevin, you don't sound stupid. Women, ladies in the room, what do you think about Gabby Giffords coming here and pushing gun control in New Jersey?
I think it's a great idea.
Shut up.
Well, I mean, I think it gives us an opportunity to expose her as the hypocrite that she is.
Oh,
how about inviting her to a SOAR event?
I would absolutely. I'm open invite. Gabby, come on down.
Let's invite her to a SOAR event.
Make sure you bring your AR-15.
Would you invite Snoop Dogg, too? Because he's now the new poster child for Bloomberg's I'm Unloaded campaign.
Yeah, he's unloaded, all right.
Yeah. It's funny how they pick a felon.
Yes.
Who is a prohibited person for owning guns to be their spokesperson for I'm unloading all my stocks to deal with. So now we're taking...
Oh, the irony.
Yes, we're taking investment advice from Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, could you imagine that?
Maybe we can have Liam Neeson come and talk about his new movie.
You want to
know
something?
Yeah, well, we could do that.
90% of the issues Gabby Giffords spoke about,
yeah,
those laws are already on the books in New Jersey.
Guess what? Wow.
She wasted her time, okay? It would be like going to an AA meeting and talking about the benefits of quitting drinking. That's why they're at the meeting, okay? Seriously.
They're there already.
Talk about dumb.
Yeah.
I feel for what happened to her. I just think that she blew an opportunity to take things in the right direction. I think self-defense would have been a better direction.
Yeah,
but, you know,
like
instead,
had she been carrying, she could have defended herself.
But instead, she launches off onto banning guns that she owns that weren't used to assault her.
Oh, exactly.
Makes perfect sense.
Well, you know, again, it's the Democrat narrative, so it's what it is. This is all politics. It's about framing the message.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And unfortunately, we do a shitty job of framing the message.
Yes, we do. You know. Well, because, again, most of us tend to be very conservative and independent, and we don't play well with others.
Yeah.
Most libs tend to have a pack mentality. We're going to share everything, like redistribution of wealth and socialism and stuff.
As a capitalist, sharing is fair
as long as you don't take a slice of my pie.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
right.
Pink Floyd quote.
Yes.
Okay, from the song Money, which I happen to like.
Yes.
Okay, I wouldn't mind waking. Matter of fact, when I was younger, I used to wake up to that song every day.
Very nice.
Okay.
It is a good capitalistic theme.
Sherry, please jump in.
Okay, I was going to say that last night I went to the, I'm going to read it, because the Forum on Gun Violence in America was at... Fairleigh Dickinson University.
Oh, that must have been interesting.
And we're talking about framing the message and all of that. Mm-hmm. And we had to sit there. A bunch of people who listen to your radio show were there with me. And we had to listen to them for an hour. We weren't allowed to interrupt fill our heads. I don't know if you were on the Facebook page. I posted a couple of things. And one of our SAW members, I'm not going to mention names.
She did fantastic.
She went toe-to-toe with Mandy Perlmutter from Mom's Demand.
I love Mandy.
Mom's Demand. Yeah, isn't it amazing how they Bloomberg just keeps changing the names of everything? Yeah,
she was a victim of domestic violence, and she became a member of our group, and she got up there, and she did more than anything. If I had gone up there, seeing her up there go toe-to-toe with them, and about how she wanted to protect herself because they had a message that the onus should not be on women to protect themselves.
That was their message.
It's what was supposed to happen, magic?
They say having a gun would not save a woman, and that the onus to protect herself should not be on her. The responsibility.
So having a gun would not save you.
Would not.
Oh, but they walk around with armed guards.
Yes.
Oh,
I see.
Fulop was there with armed guards. Yeah, yeah.
And he was questioned about it too, and it was. I just also want to say that I spoke to her after our member, and she was. This is why I like doing SAW also. The training is fun, the tactical stuff, meeting new people, introducing people to shooting who enjoy it for just the fun aspects of it and the family aspects of it. But this woman was so thankful to the group for allowing her to learn how to defend herself.
Wow.
And
see
she
what I
felt
mean?
So safe.
That's what it's
having,
about.
Yes,
yes.
And that makes all the difference.
Yep, absolutely. All you need is one of them.
If she's if she's listening, we're really proud of her.
We are.
For showing up.
Well, I told her.
Send her the feed. I'm proud of all of you guys, and that's why we have you on the show, and that's why we let you have the run of the place here, because I want this to flourish, and I want it to grow, because there's no negatives about this.
It is such a crime. When you stop and you look at gun laws, where they come from, they come from Jim Crow laws. It is all about one group of people not wanting another group of people to be able to defend themselves or protect themselves. And that's exactly what happens with women. Women are just pushed to the side, and it's just not right. No one is going to be there for you.
I know a woman that went to the police station. You know her too. And when she went in and said, I'd like my paperwork to get an FID card, the policeman said to her, why do you want that? If you have a problem, you call us.
Oh,
that is what she was told.
Oh, my goodness. What police department was it?
Fairlawn.
Fairlawn.
A lot of times when I'm not recovering from a surgery, I go in a SAW group classroom before they start and just sit and hang out and BS a little bit, and you get some great stories.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Because, they're women folk. So when they go to the male police officer or the male, alphas there. Exactly.
Yeah.
Seriously, where would you carry that in your skirt, sweetie?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean,
we're properly trained.
Oh, these guys need
firearms.
To be punched in the head. I tell you, it frustrates me.
I got
an international letter now. Last night, Zoltan Corrali was here. He's been here with his wife before. He's a member of the range. And he wrote, Anthony, despite what people say about you, you were a class act. My colleagues from Germany and India had a terrific time at the range last night. The staff was extremely helpful and great to work with, and your warm welcome was much appreciated. And the event was truly an American experience for them, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to handle firearms in a safe and controlled environment. As a New Jersey resident, I get frustrated what our state's restrictions placed on our Second Amendment rights. However, spending time at your range last night with my coworkers reminds me that in many other countries, civilian firearms rights simply do not exist.
Mm-hmm.
This compels me to remain diligent in protecting our two-way rights and to continue to introduce others to what this right means. My colleagues from abroad had a very positive time at the range. It is my hope that they take this experience home and make a difference. Perhaps they can lay the groundwork for your next expansion projects, Gun for Hire Stuttgart, Germany, and Gun for Hire Bangalore, India. Thanks again, Anthony, and the entire Gun for Hire staff for delivering world-class service. Standing strong, Zoltan. Thank you very much, brother. Now, Zoltan, your wife was here. She was a little reluctant to shoot and everything. You should get her involved in a SAW group, too.
Yeah.
Bring her down one night and hang out.
I put a lot of posts in the New Jersey gun forums. They send us your women. We'll teach them
send
how to
us
shoot.
Send us your women.
Send us your women. I've tried that, too. It doesn't work.
Most of them said, are you going to send her back?
Will you keep her?
guys, if you're listening and you have any women that are on the fence, for lack of a better term, and the youngest age is 18, I guess they can come unchaperoned, correct?
Unchaperoned, yes.
Unchaperoned would be 18. You can, you know, and you're, if you have a chaperone, they can shoot handguns, but if they're unchaperoned, they can shoot rifles and shotguns at the SAW event. And then over 21, they can shoot anything they want unchaperoned.
Right.
But if you have daughters, nieces, cousins, sisters, you just really, really need to get involved at the SAW group. I'm telling you right now, when you meet these ladies, you're going to have a lot of fun with them, and you'll see the group, the eclectic group of members and everything. Is, yes. It's just great. It's great. There's from grandmas to, you know, preteens in the classroom. And
it's
good.
Our bank teller joined us.
Our bank teller. She's
That was a funny story.
Really? Well, tell us the story.
She was nervous. We met her when we were opening our bank account. And she showed up. It took a few months. She was very nervous. And the look on her face when she took her first few shots, she was just, I could tell she was instantly going to be a gun hobbyist. Yeah. We've been in very close contact ever since. She's going to run with us in the Spartan race. She's got a goal, 25 weeks. She's going to get in shape to run it. We're going to start walking on her lunch hour, and she's going to start coming to the range with us.
See that?
Wow, that's
she
great.
Said she had always been interested. And when we happened to walk in there, and the name of our group was SawShootingClub.com.
What's this?
She was like, oh, do you have a business card? Do you? Yeah. When do you do this? And, you know,
it's
like
funny,
Sandy
huh?
said, it took a couple months. And then she brought a coworker with her.
Wow.
And it's really great.
Yeah.
And do you like the feedback you get when they... when they see it wasn't what they thought it was going to be? I love that.
Yes.
It wasn't what I thought it was. Like, when women are walking out of here, I'm like, did you have a good time? Yeah, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. Because they all think Duck Dynasty.
Right.
You know, again, and they think you're the women folk that made a kettle of vittles for everybody, you know. and now, you know, you're going to teach a class on how to skin a rabbit and how to properly cook possum roadkill or whatever. And then they realize,
possum's not bad.
I've had
and
it.
And we're a good source of information for the people who do want the feminine.
And we just lost all our Kentucky folks.
She's right, though.
The pink upulas and the other things like that they're looking for, and they don't realize that those things exist out there. And also tactical gear and things for women. Sandy and I have been telling people, email us, message us, go on the Facebook page. And we have other women on the Facebook page also from across the country who chime in, and give advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Experienced women.
Right.
What said a lot to me is that this bank teller spent one event with us and a little bit of contact after, and she said on the Facebook page, I've found a family. Like right away.
That's cool.
Immediately. She just felt like she found a family. Yeah. People she could trust.
You're still in your infancy. It's only a year. Watch what's going to happen. It grows. Like Gun for Hire.
Yes.
I started it in 92. I really didn't start really tacking it out until about 2006 when I left my day job. It's just going to grow because it can't not grow. It's going to snowball.
Right.
You're going to pick them up one at a time, three at a time, five at a time, seven at a time, and then it's going to be a big monster, and you're going to grow out of Ron Sousa's 70-person meeting place. Luckily, I'm expanding here soon, so we'll have more parking and more meeting rooms and classrooms and training and everything. We're 32,000 square feet we're adding on. So
looking forward to the future.
Yeah, so that'll be really good, and you know, we can definitely have more SAW events and more flexible hours and everything, which we'll definitely do.
It'd be nice when you expand down to the other parts of the state.
Yes.
I know my wife is really, she would love to. Problem is, she owns a business. And she just cannot get up here. I mean, it's a two-hour drive.
What was the website again?
SawShootingClub.com.
SAW, shootingclub.com. Not Talk Back at Gun for Hire Radio at Anthony or at gunforhire.com. SawShootingClub.com. I want to thank both of you guys for being on the show.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank you, Sandy.
Sandra mentioned that she wanted to take the protective cane course. Sold out.
Done.
15 slots sold out. The April 4th class. We will be having more, though. The guys will be posting them. Remember, the cookie sale is the 29th, 10 a.m. till 3 o'clock. Evan Knappen will be here May 8th. Okay. Also, we're having Ballistic 101 again. Marcus Max is coming back to teach that.
Very nice.
Kevin's classes, basic first aid, professional trip planning, quick clot, a.k.a. hemorrhage control, emergency medical response for the RSO, adult CPR and AED. We have a home defense shotgun class coming up, plus all of our urban series, all of our test drives, all of our clinics are listed on the website, so check them out. The Saw Group has a poster here now. I need more brochures and business cards, ladies. I'm going to embarrass you into that. We should be giving them to all of the females and the males that take our classes in every First Step Pistol class here. So support those who support us. Thank you very much.
Well,
thanks
you've
again.
Done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gunfire Hire Radio. Gunfire Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music is in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and their licensed broadcast music incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. I may have my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, the ladies of the Saw Group, and the rest of the crew here at Gunfire Hire Radio. We do thank you so much for listening. Remember, buy two lipstick bodyguards and get one of those ridiculous Gunfire Hire Radio bumper stickers. We love you guys. Please be safe. See you next week. Say goodbye, Winston. See you next week. From sea to the shine.